your Badlands bandmate Jakey Lee's just produced a new album. Have you seen Jake in years?
I haven't seen Jake in... I don't think... the last time I saw him was like 1993. I haven't seen him since then.
Mm-hmm. Right, so a couple more... two more questions.
He produced, or is he actually writing, playing? And
The covers, I hear.
Yeah, he was... I already heard... Somebody told me about that. It's with Tim Bulger and A.C. Dunbar. That's what I heard. That's all I know about it. Oh. Somebody told me about it, and... Actually, I didn't realize I was looking surfing on a website, and somehow I got linked through some other ones, and I found that he had a website, and there was some kind of sound bites. It hadn't been updated in a while, but somebody does a website for him. And there's some little information. There was like a couple sound bites off the record. He was doing like, you know, some old Free songs and stuff like that. And it's kind of a power trio. I'm sure it'll probably be pretty good. I mean, Jake?
You think?
Probably Tim Bulger.
Or maybe Jake himself.
I don't know. Jake can sing a little bit, but I don't know. I don't think he's singing, but Jake was a really good player. Just I was in a band with a guy for 2 years, and when I look back now, it's like, I can't even begin to tell. I don't even know the guy. He's just very, he doesn't let anyone really into his world in any way. Even when you're in a band with him, he's very...
the barriers are there, are they?
Yeah, I mean, even when you're in a band with him, I mean, he had his moments where I thought he was a really great player, and he could at times be a lot, you know, a cool guy and fun, but I have to say, very, you know, you just can't figure him out. Mm-hmm. You know, I walked away from that situation going, wow, I don't even, I feel like I don't even know this guy, you know, which is very, I mean, everyone else I've worked with, I can at least...
relate to.
Well, I can feel like there was at some point where I really related to them in some way a little bit. He's a tough egg to crack.
So he's basically a private person, and he doesn't let anybody in.
Yeah, well, you know, we all have our cross to bear, as they say in life, and he obviously has his. That's the best way of putting it.
So one question each. John, your tattoos are legendary. When, where on your body was your first tattoo?
Well, actually, I have these roses on my arm. Underneath of these roses, I have my first wife's name. It's a John and Valerie, and I did that so she was weird. She's really domineering and wouldn't let me get any tattoos. So I went out and I got her name so I could open the floodgate. And then once she let me do that, I just went nuts.
Everything.
And then I covered.
Eric, do you reckon there's going to be a second ESP project record?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. You know, it depends. I mean, we did that record, like, you know, already 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we actually, at that time, did a few gigs. We went to Australia, played some gigs. We did a few, some random, couple of little corporate things around L.A. And then we did a few KISS expos. everybody kind of ended up doing their own different things. And this kind of came about because... Bruce and John were going with Union to Japan in January, and Brent Fitz couldn't go because he actually joined a new band. So, and they already had bought tickets, had the gigs booked, so they had, you know, so they asked me if I would fill in for him, which I did. And from that, Bruce goes, hey, you know, this sounds pretty good. Everyone seemed to kind of get along. You know, there was like, we hadn't played together in a long time. I mean, sometimes I'd jam with John at clubs around town in L.A., but we hadn't actually done a gig together with Bruce and stuff. And he said, you know, I got a promoter that I've done some stuff on my own in Europe. He probably can book some gigs for us if we have time. Why don't we try to go and do so? You know, be fun and give everybody a chance to kind of do something while they're in between going on the road with the bands they kind of work with. And then we got Chuck involved because since it wasn't going to be Union, you know, we wanted to get somebody that was on the West Coast so we can be able to make it easier to rehearse and stuff. Because Bruce goes in and out of town a lot of weekends all the time with Grand Funk.
With Grand Funk, yeah.
So, you know, I asked Chuck, since I've worked with him already with Alice, and we're going to be working together again, I thought, you know, well, Chuck would be great for this. Mm-hmm. I thought he made a good bookend to John, you know, because they both have the sleeve tattoos, and, you know, maybe I'll coax Bruce into getting a few.
Right, I'd like to finish this by saying thank you very much for spending the time to have a chat with us.
No problem.
We are going to see you in the UK, Eric. When can we see you, John, in the UK?
Hopefully soon. I may be coming over in September with Billy Duffy and Jerry Cantrell.
The new project you're working on?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, Billy just told me about it right before I came over here, that some shows have been offered to them, but obviously they're going to make sure that it's all copacetic.
It's got to be at least $1 million for trying to leave town.
Well, I can give you a couple hundred quid now if you want. You know, that would stop.
Oh, he'll take it.
All right, okay.
Yeah, you know, he just bought that new jacket, so he needs to keep adding to that wardrobe.
Eric and John, thank you very much for having a chat with us.
Well, and thanks for appreciating our sense of humor.